motherfucking girls, welcome to another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast, the hottest podcast in the land. Garnering over 16,000 plays across all streaming platforms, coming off the biggest week. That shout out Kenny, bro.
Shout out to Kenny.
Hey, coming off the biggest week we've had in podcast history. Shout out to Kenny, bro. He was probably he is the biggest reason why we had the biggest week.
He
is. Week,
man. I'm about to say that push he just gave, that was a 2018 Braun push. Them numbers
That's
gave
a
us.
Fact, bro.
Boy.
Because he retweeted, before he retweeted the tweet where I shouted out the new episode and shit. That shit had 200 views on Twitter. As soon as he retweeted it, it went up to 10,000 in an hour. the Twitter video alone.
His poll is ridiculous, bro.
His poll is it's got clout. And his fans are ride or die, which I definitely respect.
I got other words for that, but you know what?
The head ass.
Because I like Kenny, I ain't gonna say nothing. But some of you niggas need to watch your mouth. That's all I'm saying. Some of y'all need to watch your mouth.
Hey, at the end of the podcast, I want to ask you about some of the comments on the
podcast. We gotta get to that.
I forgot to add that to the topic list. But we were sending PRs this week, man. On audio and YouTube. But this week, we have another guest on the show. We're going for a three-peat, man. And this one is more on a personal one for me, because me and SEC go way back on this YouTube shit.
Yeah, bro.
And I guess I spoiled it, so SEC, welcome to the show, bro. Say what's up to the people, man.
Yo, what is up, everybody? Man, it's been forever since I've, gotten engaged in the community. I've just been unplugged for the past going on 2 years now, so it feels good to be back. Like B-Soul says, we go way back, before we did that one collab. It was LeBron versus Jordan, and then we did the podcast. We kept doing the podcast, me and B-Souls, that's where it started. That's OG.
That's a fact, bro. I think I specifically remember because I hit you up right after I signed with Playmakers, because Playmakers has this little dashboard for creators and shit. And one of the links was look for creators to collab with. And I was looking for NBA shit, and I saw SECs. And then after that, I saw Dom in my comment section, and then King, and then KV, and then we started the HTP podcast. One of the OG legend podcasts in the community, you know what I'm saying? Right. That's a fact, bro. In our prime, we were pulling some good numbers, bro. I don't think I've ever seen anyone in the NBA community post their podcast on their main channel.
Nah.
And then someone told me I was fucking up by doing that.
And changed it up quick. He was like, you know what? You might be right. Makes sense. Is that what it is? Yeah, we trap that. New plan.
Once I learned about them. Also, SEC was the one who introduced me to mid rolls on YouTube. My first year, I was racking up all these views, and I didn't know how to put a mid roll in, and I probably missed out on $3,000, bro. It's crazy, man. But we're gonna have a little interview chill out session with SDC for today. We have a lot of topics to talk about, actually, with the NBA coming back and some drama in the NBA community. But before we get into that, let's go ahead and introduce the co-host, the usual cast, Dom, Werdu, Justin. Say what's up to the people, man.
Yes, sir. Shout out to all the niggas in the comments on the last episode. Last episode about to hit 5K. Again, thank you for the positive and the negative comments. All appreciate it.
Wait, I gotta see what this comment says. He keeps talking about these comments.
Man. All I gotta say is thank everyone for showing love. All right. Kenny, you my guy. But I don't know. I just gotta address one comment. I don't give a fuck about the rest of them. At what point last week?
It was two comments.
Did Kenny just show? He was just light years the ahead superior. Of where I am with my NBA knowledge. Like, at what point did I say something so flighty that niggas just dubbed me the not the nigga that know basketball? When was that moment in the podcast? That's all I
was. I was surprised too when I saw it. I was like,
Dom, because you don't have thousands of subs, bro. That's how that works, man.
That's crazy. I'm looking, bro said, it's great to see Kenny shows his superior knowledge of NBA with these others. And then the other dude was like, B-Souls and Kenny, those my guys, but them other two dudes, mind you, didn't even mention Justin. Didn't
he said the other two. I was like, you mean three?
The other two? What?
And the other two dudes, man, I don't know what they're talking about.
I got to get my face like cam so I get some recognition around here.
My man, I'm telling you, bro, get that face cam, bro.
I like real NBA knowledge, not that ass stuff. I was like, motherfucker, I said and one time. And he asked me who's better, Kawhi now or LeBron now. And Kawhi. That means I don't know basketball. That answer right there means I don't know basketball. Suck my dick. All you fake fans.
Let's keep it a bug, man. Let's keep it a bug.
SBC is more like family when it comes to the podcast thing. I don't got to censor myself with him. I don't gotta worry about none of that. Suck my dick. Talking about superior knowledge.
And for the funniest comment I saw was someone said, hey, yo, that guy's lighting bed is so bad. I didn't know that was low under there.
That's why you're fixing the light.
I had to try to do something with the lights. And it's still, man, I feel like low the whole terrible. Time, bro.
This man Dom look like he's about to tell a scary story right now, bro. Gathering a campfire hat.
I'm poor. I am a poor person. I don't know what to do, man.
Hey, you're good, bro. At least the people know that it's not Legend of Winning Under there, bro.
Is your lamp?
At least you're visible.
My lamp is literally under me.
Put it on there.
You go. That's better.
Wait. Did people think he was low?
That one person did.
It doesn't reach. That's
much better.
Oh my God, bro. Oh my God.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that was low.
We're not gonna talk
and it
about
didn't
this.
Even sound like low at all, bro.
I never said anything lowish or anything.
People thought me, Dom, and Low were the same person for the longest, bro.
In the Discord, yeah. Apparently, all black people sound the same over the age of 21. So,
Dom's been mistaken for Dom 2K and Low, bro.
You got all the clout. That's
crazy. I'm getting That's confused. Crazy, all these man. Niggas with clout and no one subscribes. This is crazy.
It's crazy, man. Hey, shit. Sub to Dom's reaction channel, bro.
Hey,
I see the moves.
Yeah, I see the moves.
Didn't you just rip?
I see you.
Last week.
Hey, no. I ripped certain reaction channels. We ain't gonna say the person because it's been like a good 3 weeks where you ripped this person. I'm gonna leave him alone this week. But it's certain reaction channels that I have issues with. Other ones, I mean, as long as you're adding to the content, I have no problem. But when you just, you know, B-So spent 2 hours, you know, just making a script for this. I'm just gonna sit here and pause and be like, oh, he's MVP? You know what? I agree.
Yo, chill.
Like, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, what is that?
Bro, who are you roasting right now?
We can tell you off camera.
I don't even remember.
All right.
Yeah, I'll tell you off camera. Because people in the comments will say, if you look at the comments of the Kenny video, you might see his name.
They were upset. I never seen a single one of this man's videos, but they were back.
Look, man, I'm just making it clear right now for the pod people. That's Dom's opinion, bro. Like, the Joe Budden podcast, when Rory says something, when Maul says something, that doesn't fall on Joe, bro.
Those are their views, bro.
So
the views being expressed do not represent the podcast.
Keeping the buck takes are held by all the members. We all feel this way. We all feel like this.
Don't say that, because I can't hold up Wardu's dumb-ass takes, bro.
You're not dumb.
The Let's Keep It A Buck podcast thinks that the Sixers are going to make the finals, bro.
Facts. And here's why.
Come on, man.
Jesus.
All right. But before we get into the topics this week, I like to do this every week. Just check in with everyone. How's everyone been this week, man?
Man, basketball's back, bro. I'm happy. I feel
basketball's
like...
Basketball's back, man. Simba's playing like lifted. His usual self, you know?
All I'm saying is when basketball comes back, they talk about giving out second round of stimulus checks. I'm just saying basketball is the key to keeping everybody happy. You know?
They're not doing that shit.
Apparently, they're the answer to police brutality and shit. So
Pay the niggas. Yep. Pay them. How do we help them? Let them put Black Lives Matter everywhere, and then we just pay them. You know, just pay them.
Yeah.
Pay them.
Give them 2 weeks pay. You know.
But yeah, now so we've been good.
How was your fishing trip today, man?
I didn't go fishing today. Just went in the ocean.
The relax, ocean,
you know.
I saw Tim. Tim was fishing.
Oh yeah, Tim went fishing. He went deep sea fishing. He caught some monster tuna.
Oh, I thought you were.
The whitest sentence I've ever heard in my life.
No, I didn't go with.
See, even y'all doing some Ben Simmons activities. Look at y'all, man.
That was the whitest thing ever.
Ben Simmons didn't invent fishing. Fun fact.
And so I ain't go fishing. I just went in the ocean. Just to go.
This man Ben Simmons tried to throw the fish back into the water and miss, bro. That shit was crazy.
I saw that.
That shit was crazy. How do you miss ocean. The whole ocean, bro? Come
shot
on,
that
man.
Bad, man. His Come aim on. Is that bad. His aim crazy. Is that bad.
Crazy. SEC, how you
get
been
off
this week,
my man?
Hey, man, I've been doing pretty good. Like you said, getting excited. Well, kind of. Of course, my Pistons aren't coming back, which is actually a good thing. It was hard to watch them this year, but. I'm pulling for the Bucks, so yeah, I'm gonna be backing them for a bit.
Back on the dish, bro. The Luke Kennard love this man SDC
it's
with
true.
Y'all, bro.
It's
crazy.
True. Luke Kennard before he got injured,
he was ahead of his time.
30. He was going 30.
He did go to Duke. Man. He did go to Duke.
I was trolling SDC with the Luke Kennard shit. But he's a solid player, bro. He's better than Malik Monkin, you know. It's a good pick.
Yeah,
same
was like, good didn't pick? He get like busted for like doing like cocaine or something? Malik
Monk? Kennard?
No.
Malik Monk?
I was like, whoa, that just made him way more interesting. Wait.
No, yeah, Malik Monk.
I would not be surprised. He looks like the type of, have you seen his nostrils? That makes sense.
He was suspended his right nostrils. Before the season ended. Or was suspended.
I don't know. He plays for the Hornets. Who knows? They do anything over there. When I see Michael Jordan slap Malik Monk on the back of the head, I was like, this organization ain't going nowhere. Like,
y'all drafted this man, bro.
You got owners slapping players in the back of the head. Like, what kind of circus is this?
Jordan manages that team like an old uncle, bro.
Bro, he's
fucking wrong with you. What?
He manages that team like a black Mark Cuban. Like, he does it the wrong way. Like, he does everything. Like, Mark Cuban, you know, they say before games, he's in there with the players getting stretched out and massaged and everything. Like a player, because, you know, he pays everybody. You might as well let him do whatever he wants. This man, Jordan, is doing the same thing with no benefits. You're not building a good team. You're not putting players in good situations. You're giving away Kemba Walker for T-Row. Like, what are you doing?
I don't know what he's doing, bro.
That franchise is a mess, bro. It really is.
It's a big mess. If he sold the team, they'll be better.
I think the Jordan logo is on every jersey now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I saw do you see those Detroit Pistons memes, bro?
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Now that the Pistons are gonna have Jordan on their logo forever, man, that's tough.
Is it forever or just next season?
At least for the near future, man.
That is so
they so they're redoing their deal with Spalding and no, not redoing the Spalding deal. They're replacing Spalding with Wilson, right? And now they're replacing Nike with Jordan.
Isn't Jordan owned by Nike? Like, couldn't they just?
I don't think they're replacing it, but I honestly don't know.
Who knows anymore?
I'm
they're losing
the
that much money.
Adidas either. Combo, man.
Imagine NBA losing so much money. They're like, you know what? That Spalding deal we had since the beginning of time, scrap it. Nah, you go to Wilson, like the college students.
Wilson.
Wilson basketballs. Like, I never in my days would think that pro players be using a damn Wilson basketball.
Right.
It doesn't. It sounds so bootleg and,
that's a fact,
and off-putting. Wilson. And imagine seeing Kyrie shaking nigga. Pull up for three.
What a Wilson.
Oh,
Wilson ball.
What is this, man? Like, what am I watching?
Clutch. I know everyone has that like old ass Wilson ball in their garage that has like the gray, like it has like no traction at all.
It's
man.
Like crusty.
And they only use it for outdoor.
It's like crusty and shit. Everyone
outdoor
has that ball.
I'm in my garage right now. I'm looking for mine.
If you had your camera, you could show the people, man.
I'm
crazy.
I don't want to get up, but I'm pretty sure it's right over there.
Word right over there.
Y'all can see where I'm pointing, right?
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, we see it, bro. We see it.
All right, man. But now, SEC, correct me if I'm wrong when I say this, but you used to be the number one NBA news channel on YouTube. And honestly, I deadass just want to have this conversation, like, as a friend and to honestly catch up with you. But, like, obviously, if you go on your channel, you can see that you don't do the daily NBA news shit. So, honestly, like, I just want to know for myself, like, how have you been, man, like, the past couple of years and shit?
I mean, yeah, I used to, I guess I was, like, the biggest, like, I started off the news thing for NBA stuff and then did that for, like, 3 years. And then I just, I don't know, it really affected, I don't know, like, my mental state almost. I don't know, I was, like, so invested into, like, all that, like, the gossip and the rumors, like, all that stuff going on. It was, like, it really just took a toll on me. So, I said, the past couple of years, I had to, like, try and start distancing myself from, even from, like, the NBA, because it was, like, you know, I kid you not, when I'd sit down to make a video, it was to the point where I would, like, start shaking and sweating. Like, it was getting pretty bad.
Really?
And so, yeah. Like, there were so many times I just, like, couldn't record. That was, like, when I started to, like go from, like, daily to, like, not as much daily, because I couldn't make the videos. So I just, like, took a break, because, like, as a YouTuber, you know, the biggest fear is, like, always, like, falling off type of thing. So you feel like if you take that break, that the algorithm's gonna, like, forget about you, and, like, you'll just be lost, like, you know, one of the YouTubers that just dies off. So I guess that fear kind of pushed me to, like, making videos, like, longer than I should have been doing. Like, it was hard making news videos every day in September on the NBA. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I applaud you. I was talking to people about that earlier.
The stuff that I had to try and, like, dig up, it was just, like, the dumbest stuff.
I don't know how you pulled it off.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, especially for as long as you did and as consistent as you did, and you kept up the quality every single time, kept up the energy. Like, that shit was commendable, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you, because ever since then, I've seen a decent amount of NBA YouTubers try to daily shit. But even till this day, like, the quality you brought every single day, and the fact that you tried to interact with your fans and all of that, bro, that's still, I personally think that's still unmatched, man.
But then, like, no. But they look at, like, Kenny. I'm still watching Kenny's stuff. Like, I don't, no offense, I don't, like, watch Kenny's videos, but I follow along with him, of course. And he's doing some crazy stuff. He even does, like, pretty much daily, multiple channels, has the whole podcasting. Like, I wonder how he does that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're gonna have to check out last week's episode of that.
I know. Apparently, I missed some sauce last week.
It's crazy how everyone wonders that, and then he just answers so calmly, like, "Oh, it's nothing." Like, I don't feel like I'm doing a lot of work. I just
don't sleep. That's why.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, you know, 30 hours, man. Who needs that? What?
That's on an off day.
He just brushes
it
off. Like, he's just one of those people where it's like, he's just a high worker. Like, it's just, it's nothing to him because he does it so much. Some people can operate like that. I want to say Kevin Hart's like that. Like, he's like, I just have to work.
Oh, for sure. Kevin Hart's a robot, bro.
Yeah, he's like, I can work off 4 hours of sleep and be fine. And I'm like, yeah, shit, I wish I would.
I don't know how he does it, bro, honestly.
And I think with Kenny, I think he's found a good balance of deadass just having fun every single day when he does his content. Like, you can just see.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, from what you said, it seemed like at some point, like, you were just doing the new shit just because you needed to upload. And I see it, man. That's tough. Like, I tried 1 week to do 5 straight videos, like, video essay type videos, essentially what Rusty's doing for, like, the past 3-4 months. Like, I couldn't keep up with it just for a week. You know what I'm saying? So,
I mean, like, what you were doing would be, like, harder. Like, if you're trying to come up with, like, an original video as opposed to, like, trying to, like, find headlines and, like, write essays about those headlines. But it still does wear, yeah.
Right. Yeah, man. But are there,
Rusty.
Go ahead.
So I can't believe Rusty. I did notice Rusty. I've been following Rusty for, his channel started to blow up, too.
Yeah, man. He's on the come up, man. Mm-hmm. Proud of him. Yeah, the past month we've been pretty good friends on the YouTube shit. But cool. Do you have any projects you're working on, or are you trying to shift your channel into a different direction?
I'm definitely shifting. I've even recently I've still thought about doing something similar to what I was doing. If I did do it though, it would be on another channel because I don't want it attached to this channel more, especially because of like the whole Playmakers thing. Like, right. I don't know, when they came at me trying to pretty much just silence my opinion, like telling me like basically I have to watch what I say in my videos, and that was like kind of the tipping point because I wasn't saying anything worse than stuff like what Stephen A says or anything like that. And then so it was just like, all right.
But they really told you to like silence?
Yeah, they had me delete videos. Yeah.
Really? Like, didn't you do a video about that? You did a video about that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he broke it all down. I remember that.
Because I've done videos that are like, I guess you could say controversial. Like I've done when the Kobe shit happened.
I just think I pissed someone in there off for some reason. I don't know. Someone said it out for me.
Yeah, because I was looking at your channel today. I'm like, yo, he made like 3-4 videos of like, this might be it for the channel. I'm like, yo, that's a scary thing to see. That's a scary thing to see, man. But so I honestly forgot the details when it came to the censorship shit. So did you end up deleting the videos that did they give you like an ultimatum?
Yeah, that part was like, I was like non-negotiable. I was like, the video has to come down. He's like, called Patrick Beverly dirty. So
what?
It was like, he went after like Russell V again. I called him dirty. And it was like, now you got to take that down. I was like, all right. So that's really crazy, like when that was
wild. Why I don't like PC culture. That's exactly why.
All because Pat Bev. This is sad.
You can't call Pat, yo.
I'm just dirty. Like, pause.
But I feel like even if you call Pat, like me calling, let's say like Russell Westbrook overrated, I feel like that's on the same level.
Right. It's,
and I've made like a bunch of those videos.
Personal opinion, I mean, but
basically,
they said it reflected badly on the NBA because I was using the NBA's footage when I did it.
Right. And like when I made the Wiggins as a bust, like I pretty much called this man a disappointment. That's the definition of a bust. And they didn't say so. I don't. It seems like they were talking. Like, have they eased off of that?
I mean, after that, that was probably like I had stopped doing the daily a few months. Like I think maybe 7 months after that, and then they hadn't. They eased up, I guess. They called me. They were like, oh, we didn't think it was that big of a deal. Like, they tried to, like, you know, because I saw I was angry. They saw the video I made or whatever. So they tried to, like, calm me down, kind of, in a way. But mm-hmm. At that point, I was like, all right, I get it. And I was kind of almost, I could see, like, the writing on the wall for what I was doing anyway. So I wasn't tripping too much over it anymore. And then
right.
I just had to. Main thing was they said basically like your sponsorships, you can't use like the videos you have can't have sponsors. So that was tough because I had to like talk to SeatGeek and like try and get them to amend it or like I'm trying to work something out because that was pretty bad. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know
why they wouldn't let you have. I need to rewatch those videos because it seems like everything you were doing just like what every NBA YouTuber has, you know what I'm saying? So,
like, you guys, well, do you use like the videos from like the library, the content library?
No.
Like that's what it is. Like those videos, you can't use those and have sponsorships. And if you use those, it's like you have to monitor what you say. But then if you don't use those, trying to do like you get copyrighted, so it's like a lose-lose.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man.
Playmakers. I'd have just started using stick figure drawings and calling Pat Bev dirty, man.
You gotta draw them hoes on the damn whiteboard.
This is like why Pat Bev dirty. Russell V breaking and Pat Redden into it. Like,
yeah.
Get creative with
the bro. Fuck them. In December, when they did that whole copyright claim spree with like pretty much all of NBA YouTube, and you could literally see on Twitter, everyone has like 30 copyright claims in their inbox. First thing I did was like, yo, I can't use this footage anymore. So I had to revamp like how I did my videos and shit. That's when
I started
using
it. You got creative
with
it, I saw.
Yeah, and then it just, creativeness kind of just faded away. I was like, yo, this takes too much
effort. I wish I could use the footage.
Dude, because we're talking about fucking basketball in the NBA.
Right.
Like, How am I gonna portray like fucking Allen Iverson playing with stills? You know what I'm saying? Or like Bill Russell? Like, okay, Bill Russell. Most of the fucking pictures or videos this year are like 12 frames a second, anyways.
Yeah,
but like
they don't really go after those ones as unless you like use an obnoxious amount. From what I've seen, they don't go after those as hard.
Yeah, but like
they shouldn't. I don't know. What are they? You don't copyright claim some grainy black and white footage of men and Chuck Taylors jumping up and like get the. Like, come on, man! Like, there has to be a line. There's got to be a line. Someone got to create a line. It's stupid.
Not on your PC.
Yeah. The one example I always bring up is CinemaSins, because CinemaSins deadass just puts whole ass full feature films on their fucking videos and criticizes them apart
and nothing.
Not even like any graphic. You see a fucking timestamp on the top right. You see the sin counter in the top left, and like. The fucking title of the movie at the bottom, and they just pause, yep. Play, pause, voiceover, and I'm telling you right now, I'm not trying to diss the editing that CinemaSins does, but there's some NBA YouTubers out there that put a lot of fucking time and a lot of you know effects on their videos, so I don't know, man. Like I just thought like fair use was a thing that was my whole thing with
fair use only matters when I guess companies come after you or whatever, because there's a there's a section of YouTube right now of reactors who just, they do nothing but watch anime shows and movies. Like, literally, verbatim, like, their videos are 30 minutes long. Yeah.
What?
They literally sit crazy. Down. I swear to God, like, this one chick a couple, like, I guess 2 months ago, a month ago maybe, who just got in hot water about it because people got mad at her. So I was like, F it. We're just going to start copywriting all your videos and go to... whoever's the head of that anime and tell them you're just watching hundreds of their videos. Literally, thousands of people contacted whoever was like the head production of whatever anime she was watching, and they got her channel like striked or whatever. It got a lot of her videos taken down. She had to redo a bunch of shit, get Patreon going, all that, because they finally came for her. And like they weren't coming for these people. It was a big section of YouTube just watching anime, whole anime seasons and series, like hundreds of episodes. Yeah. Whole movies, just that's watching crazy, them on their channel as a reaction, just sitting there, just oh, this is my favorite part. Oh yeah, I like this part.
but that makes sense though, because you're dead ass. Like right, to animate a whole last episode of an anime show takes weeks. You know,
but fair use only matters when they want it to matter. Like it only matters if they have an issue. Yeah. If they don't care,
they're
fair use isn't a thing.
Like that, they're very choosy.
The NBA, like especially since the NBA knows. A lot of the viewership is like a lot of NBA is happening online now. Everything's over social media. Everything's on YouTube. Right. Wasn't like that 15, 20 years ago. So they're starting to realize the impact the internet is having on the NBA. So they're like, yeah, we're gonna make sure our guys are protected. So probably I ain't gonna lie to you, Pat Bev was scouring the internet one day, seeing somebody call him dirty, and it was just one too many. It was just that last person that the hay that broke the camel's back. The straw broke the camel's back. It was just having to like, nah, get this nigga out of here, man. I'm tired of being called dirty. Get him out.
That does happen to bro. I can't say too much, but I did get a series on like the Showtime Lakers, and I can't say the player's name, but one of them sent me a cease and desist order.
What?
From the Showtime Lakers?
What?
It's from he's a
Showtime Laker.
Yeah, you did like
a bench player.
Headass. Stop. That gets rid of either five or ten players on the team, bro. Stop.
It's not a bench player?
Oh, it's a starter?
It's a starter?
Michael Cooper, you're a bum. You're a bum, Michael Cooper. I'm just saying it's him. I don't know who it is. Zach Blink.
What did Michael Cooper average?
This man Word is looking up his stats, bro.
What do you even know if it was Michael Cooper? What just
hey, Michael Cooper?
You're 7 point per game, bum ass.
He just looked like a cease and assist nigga. Like Michael Cooper, I know it was you. I'm exposing you. It was Michael Cooper. Bum ass nigga.
Garbage.
So I got dunked on by Dr. J. Like, bum. Let me stop.
Leave me alone,
man. What should not even be Michael Cooper, bro?
It should be
like James Worthy or Kareem, bro. Michael Cooper just sitting
there. Like, what am I gonna hate? You're like three hate.
He's like our biggest fan.
What the fuck is this?
Damn, they're really keeping it a buck here, man.
You gotta keep it a buck at all times, bro.
Oh, man.
Hey, but I think with the NBA, they're coming to a point where, especially with the quarantine shit, where they know, like, YouTubers bring interest to the game, especially for younger fans. Yeah. And and people aren't going to be reading. Most people probably aren't going to even be watching, like, documentaries and shit. Or read these old-ass, like, the Book of Basketball shit by Bill Simmons. Like, most people probably going to go on YouTube, watch a Jimmy High Roller video, watch a Mike Resemba video, watch a Low video to learn about basketball. And especially with the quarantine shit, they needed to keep the interest in the NBA at some point. So I don't know if that's why.
Just hire the content creators directly. If you just hire them directly, you know, you just and let them and give them the freedom to actually put out the content they want to put out. They're not making a lot more money.
Did you just say something that makes sense? Stop it. What? This is business. This doesn't make sense. Why would they do that?
Like,
why would
they do that? Like, if they just hired Corsemba or Dom2K and just had them in some capacity work for the NBA and actually gave them the freedom to put the content that they want to put out and not restrict them.
Where would they put that content?
It would have. They could put it up. They could shit. They'll put it out somewhere. Shit, as long as they have the freedom to put out their own shit.
They put it up on the NBA channel, on the NBA YouTube channel. You can make a whole three.
I mean, they would that shit failed, bro.
Listen, first of all, that was a long time ago. Times have changed, B-Souls. I feel like you do a lot better this time. But all you have to do is think about it like this. ESPN has like 72 goddamn channels. You can have you can have like 10 different NBA affiliated online like YouTube channels for certain things, for highlights, for fucking stat videos, for anything. It's the NBA. Be innovative. There's literally ESPN 1, 2, 3 women's news university dog. Like they can do anything. They can make like something happen for YouTubers.
A Kenny NBA channel or something. As soon as he switches over to like King of the Fourth Quarter NBA or whatever the channel will be called, everyone will be like they're gonna assume, even if it's not censored, I feel like everyone's gonna assume
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you have to let them put out the content they want to put out. That's the problem. You have to let them put out what they want to put out.
And even if you do let them put out what they want to put out, the fans are still just gonna assume they're not letting them. They're gonna be like, it's the NBA. Like they're gonna
protect their brand.
I mean, already without hiring them, I mean, if they're talking about basketball, then it's kind of like they're already working for you without actually having to work for you. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think Cash on Twitter recently said he partnered with like this TV network and he's going to have like his own fitness show. And and it looks like he has like a whole ass production team behind it. Now, with Cash, he could be putting out the content that he actually wants to put out. Like, that could be dead ass, like, his direction and shit. But the fact that it's not, like, the traditional YouTube setup with production, like, it might come off, like, as, like, what I forgot who said it, Dom or Justin, that it might not come off like it's their idea just because it's overproduced. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it loses, like, that realness.
I can see that.
You know? Yeah.
I can see that.
Because if you watch, like, a reaction video and there's like four camera angles on the fucking camera, like the you know what I'm saying, the guy reacting, it's just like, what is this? Like, there's a difference between a Flight Reacts video and a Fine Bros video, you know what I'm saying?
Does the NBA do, like, rewind that, or like they had like something on their playmakers, like play that back or something? It was, they were doing some type of reactions. It was pretty bad
on the Playmakers channel.
Well, the NBA put it on their channel, but it was like featuring some playmakers that weren't
right. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, instead of them bitching constantly, just hire these niggas, bro, and work with them. Just stop, like, trying to fuck up their content just because, oh, you called Patrick Beverly dirty, and that nigga is dirty. Niggas keep it a buck. That nigga dirty as shit.
You know the problem with trying to hire motherfuckers from YouTube who already have their own lane, they have their own fan base, they have their own brand. You're gonna have to try to convince them of why they need you, of why.
Yeah, because they have the leverage.
Like, it's literally just like having new age rappers that, like, it's way more independent rappers now than it was 20 years ago because you needed the industry, you needed that record label to put you out there. Now that you have the power right on your phone or right on your laptop, right on your tablet to do it all yourself, you're less likely to be like, oh, I need a label. Now it's like, okay, yeah, you can help me now because I put the groundwork in, yada, yada, yada. Now it's numbers. Like, you're going to have to convince a motherfucker like Bezos, like, hey, look, you know, maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago, Bezos would have to go to school. You would have to be an intern. You would have to do this, that, and the third just so you can sit there and give Steve May his cup of coffee just so 10 years from then you get a shot to be on the show. Like that,
that's and be Ryan Hollins.
Just so you be Ryan Hollins, so you can get on TV and have two bad takes, and that's it. But nowadays, you don't have to. If they start having guys from YouTube do it, now all these guys who are like 31, 30, 28, 29, who's been interning for years and waiting for their turn to try to be an analyst, that was like, okay, you're letting a bunch of 20, 18, 21, 23-year-olds who put the work in, don't get me wrong, they've put the work in, but in an untraditional way. I've spent all this time to try to get here the traditional way, how you told me this is supposed to go, and now things are changing. I don't think they want to do that to those people. It's why give the power to people who know that they're going to be able to be, okay, well, if you need me, now I'm going to negotiate my deal like this. Now you're not going to be able to pay him like you pay Dominique Foxworth, Ryan Hollins, or new analysts is getting on the show. You don't have to pay them like them. They're going to want more than that. It's like, bro, I have my own brand. You need me. I don't need you. So the NBA wouldn't do that. I'm not going to say they're losing money, but they're going to pay too much. They're going to have to, it's too much they're going to have to do on their end that, like, they're just not progressive enough at the moment that I think, anyway, in my opinion, they're not progressive enough right now to put a bunch of YouTubers on to the mainstream TV scene.
I feel like with the NBA, if you put creators on there, they're going to be held liable for every single thing we say. Going back to SEC's censorship, which honestly, like, I honestly get from their end, because from a business perspective, because technically on their end, they provided you footage, and then you're just gonna shit on their players. And it's going back to the Daryl Morey situation earlier in the season, like what Daryl Morey said, China just looked at it as the NBA said that everything that Daryl Morey said. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And same thing with LeBron, because they represent the whole company. So with the NBA, they have to be more PC with shit, because they honestly have to. They honestly have to. They have so much at risk with them. But when you look at, let's say, a Bleacher Report or an Overtime, who their whole like job, their whole company is based on putting out media and putting out articles talking about the overrated, underrated players and shit like that. They have more leniency to hire a king of the fourth quarter. They have more leniency to hire. I don't even know if you guys know, but there's a guy on Instagram. He manages Hoops Nation. We had him on the Hoop Talk podcast, like one of the first early episodes. But he grew, man. Like, he was on a Nike ad. He has like 100. He's like verified on Instagram now. But they, you know, those companies have more leeway to hire those people. And I think Overtime even has like a TikTok house just for creators. You know what I'm saying? TikTok. What I'm saying is those companies have more leeway with hiring creators and shit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, not to say that they don't have as
you
much.
Is it Bleacher Report? Is it TikTok house?
Overtime.
Oh, okay. Still weird, but not as weird.
Yeah, but it's sports media, man. It's becoming more. The business behind sports media in general is crazier than I ever thought it'd be. Because I just started this shit sophomore year of high school, and I was like, yo, I'm going to put my basketball opinions on YouTube. And then
You thought it was going to be that easy.
And I never thought, like, I'd be ever having these conversations about, like, how deep this shit goes.
Right?
Like, yo, I just wanted to tell y'all how good Paul Pierce was, man. That was my goal, bro. That's it, man. But Don, where do you, Justin? Do y'all have any other questions for SDC?
You asked everything I wanted to know, just how Dom. He was doing and everything like that.
Not Dom. What's your name? Where do you, just say the question already. We know it's coming. Don.
So, SDC, there's been a lot of speculation in these streets. No, it's been. Who do you think is going to be in the NBA Finals? The Sixers, Lakers?
The weekly question.
Bucks, Clippers.
I think it's going to be the Lakers-Bucks. Lakers-Bucks.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, I'm hoping the Bucks. I like Giannis. I hope he gets there. And then the Lakers, I don't know. I just feel like this is LeBron's last one. So I just, yeah.
You're a smart man. That's why you said it. He's a smart guy. That's all it is.
Do you think the Bucks bench is better than the Sixers bench?
Oh my God.
What? Yes.
Ooh. Why do you think they're better?
Jesus.
Oh. All right.
He wasn't ready.
Honestly,
we got Cork Maz, we got Glenn Robinson, Cork
Maz,
Matisse Thybulle, was the best defender,
Dante DiVincenzo.
You want to just name people?
Robin Lopez? Come on, bro. Robinson. Are we just naming
Robin
people?
Lopez.
We're just saying names just the players on the bench.
I'm about to say, if you want to just name players, we can just name players. You start off with Court Miles and fucking Glenn Robinson.
That's what I'm saying. If you start off with...
Glenn Robinson. Court Miles getting 6 minutes of the year.
DJ Wilson. We can just name players if you want.
See how these niggas be hating on the podcast? You see?
All I'm saying is 0 for 4, bro. No, 1 for 3. Because I want to say someone said the Sixers. Who said the Sixers? No one said the Sixers.
I'll be surprised if they said the Sixers.
Because we had Lowe, we had Rusty, we had Kenny, and we had
exactly. This is the question for everybody, all right?
Yeah, that's his annual weekly question of
he's got two questions. He's got two questions every week.
He's 0 for 4.
And yeah, next one's even worse. So,
all right.
Let's just hear it, Wordy.
Your second question?
Yep. Wordy's weekly attempt of trying to get YouTube tea, man, for no reason.
So has there been anyone in the NBA YouTube community that you feel like you saw their videos and you've met them in real life and their personalities don't really match up, doesn't really mesh? They seem like almost a different person, you know?
In the NBA community, have I met anyone like that?
In the NBA YouTube community, like, have you seen someone's channel and you saw their videos and you actually met them in real life and they're like a totally different person?
Yeah, pretty much a lot of YouTubers you meet. Davis. Oh. I'm Davis before he was, he blew up even more since then. Back then he only had like 200,000, but you know, in his videos he's more energetic, but he's like, he's just chill off of camera and stuff, but it's pretty much all YouTubers.
Wordy was disappointed with that
man,
answer.
Wordy just knew he was about to get some tea. Wait, Davis? Wait, really? Davis? What
is Davis? He said, SEC said, in his videos, he seems energetic, but off camera, he seems pretty chill. And Wordy was like, damn it.
almost got him.
I thought I was going to get a Quavo answer.
We had him in the first half. Yeah, he's
Quavo?
The on-off.
Oh, my God.
The on-off mentality.
That's probably the best answer you got.
Quavo, a.k.a. Onset.
From asking that. That's probably the best answer you got from asking that question, is the Quavo story. That's about it.
The Quavo one was pretty good, yeah.
You know, I feel like most YouTubers do have a front when they're recording.
That's a fact. Yeah, if you're like that energetic all the time, then you're just annoying.
Facts.
Let's be real here.
No one's going to come on a video and be like, what's up, guys? Another video this week.
Like, even like, right now, like, as we're recording this podcast, like, Justin knows this. I'm more quiet, like, when we hang out.
He's shit, definitely
compared
quiet.
To, yeah, so.
He's just... More.
I just conserve all my energy. My energy, man. Potential energy for the pod.
There's only one YouTuber that I would like worry about if I met him. Like, I feel like he would be how he is in his videos, like 24/7. And even though I've heard people say it's not the case, don't believe him. I feel like Troy Dan would be like a lot of Troy Danish.
No, yeah. I feel like Troy Dan would be chill.
I think Troy would be chill. Any other way. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've watched Troy Dan for a long time. Like, don't get me wrong. I like his channel. But I just feel like...
Oh, you just cut off.
Oh, your mic just...
Yo, oh. Mic is ass, yo. You got that you got that Xbox 360 mic, bro. What's going on?
Chill.
Didn't Lowe say that Troy Dan was, like, chill, like, in person?
Yeah.
Did Lowe say something like that?
Literally every person we've had here has said that every YouTuber they met has been for the... I wouldn't even say for the most part. Like, we haven't got, like, a controversial answer, really. Like, everyone's just a little different off camera, but...
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. I just hope and pray that I'm nothing like Pretty Boy Fredo.
Oh, God.
I hope I am nothing like him, because that nigga, my God, bro. This nigga faking catching a predator pranks. And
oh. All right, man, I guess let's get into it, man. Let's get
that
into it.
That nigga is ridiculous.
Where do you get you can start it off, bro.
Bro, like
Don's going back Don's going back to the Apple.
And we back. And we back.
What happened?
It just crapped out. It literally just I heard like two clicks and the shit just crapped out.
I heard
fucking hate this thing.
Big crackle. We got some COVID technical difficulties.
Stupid. I'm taking them shits back tomorrow.
We were just talking about who was it?
Pretty Boy Fredo.
First and foremost, ayo, Pretty Boy Fredo, Pretty Boy fuck Flacco. You, nigga. You a fake ass nigga, yo.
Facts, keeping it a buck. Fuck that fake ass. You know what? No. I got a buck.
You acting real light skin in that video with your little yes man on the side telling me, oh, yeah, that nigga made 10 videos about me. Oh, you a dick eater. You a glizzy gladiator. Nigga, shut up, nigga. You ain't shit, my nigga. That is the type of person that I just pray that I will never end up being if I decide to really, like, go through with this YouTube content shit. Because it's niggas like him, he would be the first type of nigga to snitch on you, bro. Right. If y'all got in a sticky situation, he'd be the first nigga to snitch on you, bro.
Y'all keep talking about Bitch Boy Fredo. I'll be back.
No, but
yeah,
this
nigga
wait,
Pretty Boy
wait.
Fredo, bro.
Hey, Wordy, just wait, bro.
All right. Let me do my research, too. Let me do a little bit of
research.
The
head ass.
I don't know nothing about this.
He's
though.
Just doing his research.
I watched the first, five.
I
mean,
I did research before.
I
want to do more research. This nigga trash, bro.
Whose video even was it? What was it?
Agent.
Yeah, Agent.
Or you should make a video exposing him. You should just make a H3H3 type video on him.
Man, I don't even want to waste my energy on this dude, bro.
Who is it? Like, who is it?
Okay, so Pretty Boy Fredo used to be a member of the 2K community back in 2016, right? And I think at some point he left to do like prank videos and shit, and he just started shitting on and like
once,
family
once
vlog
the prank
type
community,
shit. Yeah. So at that point, I think he like distanced himself from the 2K community and just started shitting on everyone.
Hey, he just said he's coming back though.
No.
Fuck
yeah,
him.
He said he's coming back.
We don't
for 2K21.
He says he said he's gonna like make it great again. He's.
Make it Donald Trump.
He's on Trump. He's on his Trump.
Yeah, but so once he started doing the prank videos, like Agent and a couple other YouTubers started making like exposed videos on showing like how fake their videos are. And then so he did like two of those actually. I think he did two of those. And then his third one was a response to Pretty Boy, because 2 weeks ago, Pretty Boy Fredo had like a meetup in New York, and with the whole social distancing shit, everyone thought like it was very irresponsible for Pretty Boy Fredo to do that. And Agent just kind of went off on that, you know what I'm saying? Like how irresponsible that was.
He said he had COVID.
Yeah,
he said he had COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was probably a fucking lie, because this nigga lies about everything.
No. He really did. He really did have it. It was.
I think it's worse if he really did. Because if he really did, and then. Had a meetup. That's even worse than lying about it.
That's what I'm saying.
It came out like he had like an actual doctor's note or some shit like that. Like an official paper saying he actually did have COVID. I don't know if he had it at the time that he went out there or whatever.
And then he said he deleted it from his channel because he didn't want to have negative shit on his channel.
That's what I'm saying. Why would you delete it?
Yeah, you got a positive COVID test.
Negative video bashing agent.
Why would you delete it if it was true? Why would you delete that? Because you're getting exposed?
Because Playmakers told him to delete it.
You make a fake video
hey, yo,
about
not everyone's on Playmakers.
Hey, is my mic working? Like, does it sound better?
Yeah, it's working.
Okay, cool. Just want to make sure.
All right, man. But I think the transition was clean enough. Let's just jump from here. Where do you
imagine trying to cancel Agent. You trying to cancel Agent?
This dude, bro.
Are you dumb, nigga? Yeah. Nigga, you did a fucking fake prank video acting like you catching a fucking predator, my nigga. And then you fucking do this fucking, the New York meetup. Oh, I'm gonna meet up with my fans because I actually care about my fans. Knowing damn well you have Corona, even though that's good cap. saying you have corona and all this shit. Why would you even do that at a time like this? Why would you even do some shit like that? There is so many other ways to give back to your fans other than that shit. And you did that shit, bro. Nigga, you are a fake ass nigga, bro. Any nigga with a 5 o'clock shadow like this cannot be trusted, bro. At all, bro. It looks like you had a unibrow, but you fucking shaved that shit at the last second, nigga. You ain't shit. You can't cancel Agent. Are you dumb, nigga? Are you stupid? The NBA YouTube community, we stick together. We're like this. The 2K NBA community, I love them, but what's up with all this beef, bro? What's up with all this beef? What was the last beef that you heard of in the NBA YouTube community? What's the last big beef that you heard of?
Ellen, yeah. Rusty versus that one nigga.
And that other nigga ain't, I don't even count that, cause that nigga ain't shit. That nigga ain't shit. I don't even count that shit, bro.
I'm we talking just named about off major two off beef. The dome, bro. We just named two off the dome.
That was like another one, was it?
Anybody care about that nigga? Oh, that's a scout with Brian, nigga. Who the fuck? Nigga? Are you dumb, nigga? Bro, Pretty Boy Fredo, you that's the fakest sad, nigga. You be the first nigga to snitch, bro. If we was in a car and we got pulled over, you be the first nigga to say I had the gun. Fuck that nigga, bro. I'm done, bro.
The end. Crazy. Hey, Dom, you got something to say, bro?
Well, you know, Werdu kind of took a lot of the anger that I had because that was funny. But nah, man, on some real stuff, coming from somebody who, I'm one of the OG members of the 2K like YouTube community, especially with the next gen. I've been keeping up with all you niggas from the start, like literally from 2K14 when I first started watching heavy NBA 2K content. I know all you niggas has came and gone. I know all y'all. Pretty Boy Fredo, when you first popped off, wasn't really big fan. I knew it was something about you that I just didn't know about. Like my nigga Sosa, something about this nigga we don't know about. And over time, it slowly started to peak its head. You know, you had the family. When you distanced yourself from the 2K community, I was like, all right, cool. Thank you. Get this nigga up out of here. He's weird. And it started to show because, like Werdu said, you're faking catch a predator pranks, bro. Like,
why would you would you even come up with the idea for that?
Because there was white guys. People doing it. It was white people doing it. Like, it was actually community people.
So you got to do it because they're doing it?
But they were doing, that's what we doing? They were doing real videos. That's the thing. There were people actually doing real ones. Then he was with the first wave of people faking them. He was amidst the first wave of people faking those videos for clout because he needs the money. He's a bum nigga. He looks at the world like a fucking YouTube video. I need the views. I need the monetization. I don't need integrity.
Imagine looking at the world like a YouTube video. Like, hey, y'all can make a video out of that.
Like, that's all it is, man. This dude's he's a weirdo. And to sit there and to literally say in your video that Agent told his fans to wish death on you, that is what sits wrong with me.
Bro,
you meeting up with all your fucking fans, that's dumb nigga shit. You're a dumb nigga. I don't get mad at dumb niggas for doing dumb nigga shit. But for you to sit there and blatantly lie in your video, put a screenshot of some random Easter egg on Twitter, that's what I call the avatars with no fucking picture, Easter eggs. You got a random Easter egg on your god saying, oh, hope your daughter catches corona, and you're like, you know what? Clickbait time. Plaster this up here and just say Agent did it. Like, bro, like, you're whack, bro.
That's crazy.
You're whack. Crazy. Like, you're gonna say that he told his fans, you sat on your bum ass Instagram. Another reason why I don't use fucking Instagram. There's only weirdos use fucking Instagram as much as.
That's a fact, bro. I've been noticing that, bro. It's not really the way, bro. It's not the way. It's not
fake people, bro. Anyone who uses Instagram, like, I've realized that. Everyone on Instagram fakes it till they make it. Like, Instagram is so. That's why I love Twitter. Twitter is just everybody being. It's the internet, bro. That's all
ideas.
It is. It's people.
Ideas.
It's being themselves, trying to be funny. Or trying to, like, bro. Whatever. It's your thought. It's what you're thinking. You interact with people. Instagram is nothing but fucking, oh, take a selfie. Let me just put this filter on and put this hashtag and, oh, what Drake saying that one song? If I like it, if I love it, that's the caption. Like, Instagram is so fucking fake. But you sat on your Instagram story, tried to roast fucking Agent and told
out of all people, bro.
Verbatim, out of your mouth, you told fans.
Dumb nigga?
To go over and give hate to his fucking page, his YouTube channel. You told people to go fucking spread hate. You did that. Agent did no such. Agent sat on his video and literally just said, yo, I don't respect what you did right here, Fredo. And that's fucking it. He didn't insult you. He didn't fucking disrespect you. He just sat there and was honest with you. You turned it around with that faggot ass, I'm sorry, gay ass, glizzy gladiator shit. Like, oh, like you a grown ass man.
Dom's views does not represent the podcast.
Bro. This is why the NBA doesn't hire creators.
We're keeping it a bug. Sorry.
You are a grown man. You're older than me.
He acts like a female, bro. Have you seen his videos?
Not even that.
He's so childish, bro. He's so emotional. He's so light-skinned, bro.
Bro, you act literally. This is one thing I don't like about a lot of YouTubers in his situation that have a ton of young fans. You act like a nigga catering to young fans.
He acts like a child, bro.
Just manipulating a young audience.
And that's all it is. And they're too fucking young. They're too young to know the goddamn difference of what's right and wrong. They don't know that you're a piece of shit. They can't see that. All they see you as is a nigga that played 2K and you stop fucking rape. That's what they see. Oh, Fredo fucking rape. Yep. Like that. They're kids, man. And you take advantage of them so you can buy you a bum ass fucking designer fucking jacket and shoes and fucking make these fake videos. Like, it's nothing I like about you, Fredo. And to be honest with you, I really hope someone shows this to you. I know Agent doesn't want to. Agent isn't a confrontational person. Like he said, he doesn't want to fight. But Fredo, I would love to fight.
And I will be there too, nigga. I'll be there too, nigga.
Fredo, I'll be there too.
Nigga's name is Alfredo Villa. If you don't get the fuck, are you dumb, nigga? Are you stupid? Are you dumb?
No way it is.
Is his name Alfredo Villa?
Yeah, his name's Alfredo, bro. His name's Alfredo, man.
Get the fuck out of here.
Your name's like a pasta.
Like a pretty boy Fredo. Nigga, Alfredo? Like the Italian dish, nigga? Listen, are you dumb?
Agent said in his video he's not going on a Fredo flight in a Fredo car to Fredo's house. Fredo, I will get on that flight, get in that car, and walk in your house with those two other queer moles that sat here and here. I will sit there and spit in all three of your faces. All of you are men. All of you are fucking scum on the earth. And I hope and pray to the great YouTube God that they cancel your shit and you just get Playmaker, nigga. And they just delete all your shit. That's Playmaker. And that's where I'm at with it. Like, I don't like Fredo. I haven't liked Fredo.
That's the thing in the comment section for this podcast. They're going to be like, oh, we're hating. Y'all niggas are just hating, bro. Y'all niggas are dick eating, bro. Just like he said, bro. Again, you have your so-called friends that you call yes men in the video that you know... You father these niggas, basically. You gave them a career.
Like, come on.
Anything that you say, it could be the dumbest shit in the world. He'll be like, yep. Yes, master. Yeah. Yep. You're right.
Nothing against that. Fuck that. Imagine being in a situation where your friend or someone you know puts you, they have millions of subs and they put you on, so now you got hundreds of thousands. You have a whole sustainable career doing nothing but saying yes to him.
Doing nothing but saying yes.
You don't fumble that bag? If I sat here, Fredo, you're wrong.
What the fuck you look like?
I'm keeping it a whole buck. If B Souls was able to get me to 100K, do you know how little shit I would say to B Souls about?
That's what I'm saying, bro. What?
You would think me and Wordy was really the side niggas from fucking Joe Budden's podcast where we would be agreeing with B Souls.
Shout out, Mom.
Like B Souls is my guy, but I respect B Souls and Zach. It's ridiculous, to the day I die. But if they are wrong, I'm gonna let them know they're wrong.
And they swear they being the realest niggas in the world. They swear they being real niggas.
But that's the part that gets me.
But that's what true friends do, man. Like if you do some shit wrong, like they'll call you out.
And that's how you're doing that though.
And that's how you separate friends from yes men. Yes men will just sit there. Yeah, Fredo. Yeah, Glizzy got
this nigga has 10 videos on you, Agent.
Nah, Fredo.
This nigga Agent got 10 videos on you the last 3 years, bro.
Do you think they know, or do you think in their head they're like, damn, I got it? I can't keep agreeing with this dude. Like,
nah. Yes, do you think they know. Yes, but they don't.
Or
care
they just so
they see them. They see them bank statements. They see their bank account. Bruh,
they're
like, you know
they're
what?
So childish,
I
man.
Say something, but. Them zeros look nice. I ain't gonna say
I didn't even watch the video, so I don't know. I'm going strictly based off what you guys are saying.
Bro, they're so childish that they deadass just say glizzy. Like, imagine, like, roasting someone and actually calling them a glizzy gladiator. Like, a trend that a deadass just started probably last month, and it was from TikTok. Like, come on, bro. How childish do you have to be,
man? TikTok trend?
That's a TikTok trend, bro.
I didn't even know what it was. No. Like, he was just saying, spam up Glizzy Gladiator. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Is that
so
his
you
new
fanned
thing?
Out? You dicked out? You glizzied out? What the fuck are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm like, who talk? You
how old are you, bro?
You have a whole child,
bro.
Like, what are you saying? Right
Alfredo,
now?
You have a child.
Alfredo, man.
I swear to God, from now on, I'm calling this nigga Alfredo.
Like, Alfredo?
His name is Alfredo.
Nigga, you are an Olive Garden entree. You can't say shit to agent, nigga. Are you dumb? Are you stupid? Are you dumb?
Like, come on, man. Like, this
man,
where do
Loki act like a yes man agent, bro? On
this nigga talking about, bro?
Nah, bro, because agent's not going to say none of this. Agent's going to keep it.
Agent's not going to say
agent's
this.
Agent's going to keep it chill. Agent's not going to have anger translators. And that's why I hope on the next pod, Lo has a lot to fucking say. Because I know agent isn't going to say everything he wants to say.
Oh, no, Lo didn't say much.
The podcast they recorded was before everything. They didn't record the one afterwards yet. That one's coming up. Like Lo said it.
I'm pretty sure they did. Already and
nah. Is it the one that I think nah. we're talking about?
No.
No. They said
the one that, from like a couple days ago?
Alfredo's 25-minute video.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Well, god damn it. I don't know what
the
I read.
The fact that you're putting out a 25-minute video.
Right. And he wrote to them for putting out a 25-minute video. He was he really tried.
That was the first thing I was like,
wait, hold up.
Right? I'm just trying to get my exposed bag.
There
like...
was so many things. It was like he was talking about how their video was edited. His video was edited.
Fredo's a clown, bro. Alfredo was a clown.
I never would have thought I would have seen a dude that's more cornier than academics, bro. You are a corny ass nigga.
Because the thing with SSH is with Fredo's yes man. Like, they deadass owe a lot to Fredo. But with AMP, like, Davis already had, like, was approaching
people?
A million.
Davis
was already approaching a million. Duke was already approaching a million as well when they all came together. Agent already had over a million.
Yeah.
Low already had his own
those
own
are the
shit
dudes
before.
Basketball against, right?
Yeah.
They don't want no smoke.
They don't want no smoke, bro.
Don't want no smoke over here.
You got 36 footers, man, and you got Boris Diaw with the passing skills over here, man.
AMP don't want that game over here, man. But nah, literally, AMP, like you said, AMP is a collective group of individuals who came together to create content for the community, for their own community. They all have brands. They all have fucking play buttons. They all have everything they need to have on their own. They didn't rely on each other to get to where they at. Yes, they knew each other. Yes, they may have done videos. The 2K community has people that will look out, but it's nothing like SSH is literally Fredo's fucking clan. Like, he created that clan for it is a 2K clan.
Bro, like, SSH is the OVO of his whole fucking shit. Bro, the only nigga it's that got clout OVO. On OVO is Party Next Door. Every other nigga besides Party Next Door is not lit.
It's way worse than OVO, because at least with OVO, when The Weeknd and Party, at least they were writing hits for Drake. These niggas don't even do shit for Fredo.
They don't do shit.
They're just there.
The guy to the right of Fredo in his exposed video literally just started his channel a month ago. I checked it out. Like, yo, who actually is this dude? He was the one that told Agent that, like, who's Agent? Bro, you started your YouTube channel a month ago.
You are a 2K nigga, literally. You're a nigga from 2K.
That's like, how I know it's Cap.
Like,
that's good Cap.
I'm not even talking about Fredo. I'm talking about the dude to the right of him.
Two dudes, they came to an Alfredo, no chicken, no shrimp, fucking 2K clan tryout. Like, that's who they are. There are two people who came to a virtual basketball tryout probably a year or two ago.
and they just sucked their way to the top. That's all he did. They whored their way through the SSH ranks to be able to sit beside Fredo and slurp him live on video. That's all it is. You niggas are nobodies. You niggas are me.
Y'all are worse than me. Literally.
That's tough.
You niggas are worse than me. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, stop it. Like, imagine the audacity to be a grown ass man and be like, you know what? I am okay with slurping my way to the top of the 2K fucking clan ranks. Like, get a job, man. Get a fucking job. Like,
this nigga looks like a failed NFL receiver. This nigga looks like a fucking failed SoundCloud rapper, bro. These niggas ain't shit, bro. And I don't even want to. I don't want to even make it seem like I'm hating, bro. But don't. Don't compromise your integrity just because he's paying you, my nigga. I get it perfectly. But nigga, be real. If Pretty Boy Fredo was a real nigga, he would take that criticism. You're like, yo, what you doing? That's not real shit, bro. Don't watch you. Why you doing that? That's not cool. Be real, nigga. Don't be a yes man to Alfredo.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. All I'm saying is, nigga stole a big enough bag. I'm gonna look the other way and just say what.
That's what I'm saying. I don't blame you. I don't blame you because I do the same shit.
Mad at it. Like, that's I can see it. Like, I get.
I do the same shit. If I'm keeping it a buck, I do the same shit. Crazy.
Like, it's sad. Like, it's sad the situation you niggas is in. Like, I wouldn't be in you niggas situation. Like, my situation would be way different than you niggas situation. You niggas is in a real fucked up situation. Like, if nigga threw me a bag, I'd have took the bag. I'd have been like, yeah, I'd have been in the video and I just would have been there.
I wouldn't have said shit.
I would have just nodded. Like, yep. And that's it. I wouldn't have said nothing. You niggas in there.
We almost done. All right.
Yeah.
You a glizzy gladiator.
Agent, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see his shoes? Like, what are you trying to. No one knows you. Why are y'all making jokes? This isn't about you. Sit there. Just sit there and look like fucking followers, because you are. You're followers. Just sit there and be quiet. Like, why are you trying to throw yourself in the job? You know what I would do, Fredo? No, because you're nobody. Sit the fuck down. Go play 2K.
Pretty Boy Fredo, he doesn't look like
Fredo.
There's not a chance, like, bro. That man has 7 million subscribers, bro. Hell.
There's no way.
That would be.
Do you know how bored he has to be to respond to us about this?
He doesn't receive hate very well, so you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
And 81,000 likes, 63,000 dislikes.
The agent response video was really the first time in a while he actually acknowledged the 2K community, so he's definitely not fucking acknowledging no NBA community podcast. So it is what it is, man. But fuck Fredo for L, man.
Alfredo Villa, nigga, are you stupid?
Oh my god.
He's forever known. Hey, he's forever known as Alfredo.
So next topic, nigga. Shirt, next topic.
All right, man. I was about to say it, bro. This is gonna be a 30-minute clip for the Cliff Channel. SEC, you got anything else to say about Pretty Boy Alfredo, bro?
That dude's just a trash human.
Yeah, man. I mean,
yo, before we switch topics real quick, my mic turned off, so I took advantage of the time to find my basketball. And let me tell you, it is a Wilson official. And that's not all. I have a second basketball, and it's New Balance.
Imagine
the NBA playing with the New Balance basketball.
I didn't even know New Balance made basketballs.
I don't know where I got that shit, but
they make sports apparel.
Had ass.
Kawhi signed a New
Balance. I said they signed Kawhi. Yeah. They better make some type of sports apparel.
Apparently, they make trash ass basketballs as well.
Wait, Justin, are you still recording though? Or
yeah, no, I plugged in my charger and it turned off my mic, but it's back on now. We out here.
Okay. I'll figure
it out. Sweating in the garage.
You know, he don't be saying nothing anyways. It's all right.
Head ass.
I don't know who Pretty Boy Flacco is.
Pretty Boy Flacco.
I do know who Pretty Boy Flacco is.
Hey, Justin comes in with the strong one-liners, man. Y'all got it, man.
I don't know who Pretty Boy Flacco is.
Especially,
you got to put down the shirt.
I don't think we've ever had a guest on who Justin actually knew. So every time we had a guest on, this man just asked, yo, who is this guy?
Pretty Boy Flacco. I'm dead.
Literally, like, 80% of the people we talk about on this podcast, Justin himself doesn't know.
Not know them.
Which is crazy.
The funniest one was Rusty. I don't care. That man said, so Rusty, just figured out who you were today. Game one fan. Game one fan.
The ones that were good.
I've seen like four or five vids, you know, the good ones. And they said, these are the bad videos. I know, like I said, the good ones.
The 2K talks are good, bro.
Oh, my God, man. Bro, this man Justin's pure comedy, bro.
Crazy, crazy.
Don't disrespect Russell's 2K talks like that. Those are the good ones.
But let's close it up. Not close it up. We got
next topic. Bowl bowl.
But next topic.
There was a couple games, you know.
NBA's back, baby.
You know,
this is part of the NBA podcast. You know what I'm saying?
My man Ben Simmons doing Ben Simmons things. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Simmons, my guy.
What do you think about the Bol Bol lineup, bro? The Jokic at one lineup.
I'm excited to see what it's going to be like more next season, especially with Bol Bol progress. I don't know why I'm having a start to speaking, but yeah. hold on.
Take your time. Yeah.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute. It's been a minute. Gotta get back into it.
Kind of rusty, no buckets.
Right?
You know?
I gotta clear up these throat cords. These vocal cords.
Fredo, no chicken.
That dude is a freaking unicorn. I mean, he's gotten like, apparently he's gotten a lot better just since like quarantine. He's been, that's according to his trainer anyways, but of course what trainer is not going to say something like that? But
yeah, he got worse actually.
Yeah. he wasn't putting any weight. He didn't work. He was just chilling. He was chilling. But yeah, next year I think it's, well, I don't know how much they're going to actually use it in playoffs. Like, I don't know how much they're going to trust.
That's true.
Yeah, like it's gonna be something to look out for next year, and I'm excited to see how Michael Porter Jr. is gonna fit into it too.
That's a fact, bro. Because oh my god, bro, if those two work out for Denver,
they got some.
And
steals.
Jokic continues his shit, and Jamal Murray just stays 16, 17 point per game. Jamal Murray,
bro, they just
that team is
like,
gonna be shit.
Like,
man,
in the draft, they just been getting like the low key like heat since Jokic.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the
good scouting. Good scouting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't need that closer, but hopefully MPJ can be that guy.
Right.
It's going to be Bol, man. Bol's going to change the game.
Or Bol. One of those two.
Bol.
Y'all think he's going to be a forward or a center?
I think they're going to put him at power forward.
I mean, they'll play him at small forward, actually.
I mean, well, yeah. Obviously, going to be positionless basketball, but if you have to put him at a position, I mean, you're going to keep. I don't think they're going to put Jokic at point guard because you have Jamal Murray. Unless if they really try to go tall ball, you can't go tall ball with Jamal Murray. So if Jamal Murray's there, he's the point guard. You got Jokic at center. Bol Bol is going to play power forward because they need to get rid of Paul Millsap. I have not liked Paul Millsap on this team since he's gotten there. Yeah. Now you have a replacement
facts,
Bol Bol.
Big facts.
You put Bol Bol at the four, who is just as good on the perimeter. He's way bigger and longer. Pause. It just works better for this team. You have MPJ at the three. Now you just got to find a permanent two, which, I mean, they have Gary Harris. I don't believe in Gary Harris. But there's people that believe in Gary Harris.
I don't either.
So
I don't either.
You can either keep Gary Harris, or now you work on finding you a second round draft pick to play the two guard. You know,
I think with Jamal Murray, as soon as they find out that MPJ and Bol Bol are actually like good starters in this league, I honestly think Jamal Murray might be shit. Deadass.
You think he might fall off? Because
deadass.
He could
like
be a trade piece. He's a good trade piece.
I think he might get traded. Because I think this like tall ball lineup that they're starting is kind of hinting at the future of the NBA.
Like, what if they could get like Bradley Beal for Jamal Murray? I mean,
or like, even just like a 6'8", 6'9" forward that could stretch the floor and play defense, like another Jeremy Grant. You know what I'm saying? Like another
that'll work for them.
Yeah, they could literally switch everything like, with that lineup.
Do you think Bol Bol's gonna be like a well equipped to like guard Giannis considering like his build? Like one of like the few players
right now, no. But
easier said than done.
He has to get a bit stronger, yeah. But
Yeah, I don't think so right now. But if you if you run a lineup with everyone being 6 foot nine and above, that's definitely going to be better than fucking Jamal Murray switching on him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's no one to switch. There's no like mismatch they can really take advantage of with Giannis. Like whoever has Giannis. Let's say Giannis does leave the Bucks. Wherever the hell he goes, if he decides to go out west, you're going to have to deal with that team a lot more, and there's nothing you really can do about that. You stay out east. Eventually, if this Nugget team work out and they really do actually go for the tall ball like lineup, I don't think they will. Like, I feel like they were just forced to do it. Plus, it's a scrimmage. They only had eight players.
Yeah, they're just trying to test it
out. They're testing stuff out. But I like the idea. The fact that they're thinking about it is a positive. Yeah, and it works. Like, granted, it's the Wizards.
It's funny how y'all were shitting on me for my Lakers lineup, and now you're just praising the Nuggets, huh?
Because you said JaVale at small forward or some weird shit.
No. I said AD at the three and JaVale at the four. That's what I said. That's what I said.
Wait, who's at the five? And who's at the five? Oh, Dwight.
Howard.
Oh, my God.
You want to know why the Nuggets lineup works? It's because they can stretch the floor.
Hey, JaVale can shoot. He's posted videos on his
JaVale
Instagram.
JaVale can't shoot? Nigga, you Simmons is shooting, nigga.
JaVale, stop, bro.
Okay, first
stop.
Of all,
huh?
let me go ahead and break this down for you.
A lineup with Dwight Howard and JaVale, that spacing is ass.
It's awful.
It's ass.
Bro, the way Bobo runs the floor with Jokic, who runs the floor like a big-ass guard, it just works better to have them two out there together. JaVale and Dwight run the same lanes, dude. It doesn't work like that.
If JaVale gets a strap, Jesus he doesn't Christ. Have to do that, bro.
Well, no shit. If everyone gets a strap.
But JaVale doesn't have a strap. He's 30-something years old. Yeah. He's not about to pop out.
If Brook Lopez can get a strap.
65 potential at this point, bro.
If Brook Lopez can get a strap, if Hassan Whiteside can get a strap, nigga.
Hassan Whiteside does not have a strap.
Brook Lopez been had a strap. Brook Lopez... Do you realize in order to do post moves, when you do a post move or do and you spin, what is this?
I'm talking about from three.
But I'm saying from three.
But he has the building blocks to get a shot.
He already had a jumper. He already had a midi. He already had.
JaVale doesn't have the building blocks to get a three?
No, he didn't. He didn't come.
Not like Brook Lopez, not like Al Horford.
It's not comparable with those guys. He's miles behind those guys.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
The confidence to take the damn shot says enough. If JaVale had a strap, don't you think he would use it, motherfucker?
Do you think DeAndre Jordan can develop a three?
I'm pretty sure he could. Nigga, anyone could in the NBA.
Next topic.
No. Any player can develop a three.
What?
But certain players just won't. It's just not.
Well, obviously Shaq's not doing it. Obviously, why? Dwight has the mechanics to do it.
Wait, why can't Shaq do it? Why can't Shaq do it?
Nigga, Shaq shoots the shit like it's a fucking bro. Shaq, his mechanics are not there. JaVale has better shooting mechanics than Shaq. And when the Lakers line up, nigga, we have KCP, Danny Green. We don't need this nigga to shoot threes. We already have shooters.
Have you seen JaVale shot? That's the point.
Oh my
Exactly. Why would you have JaVale out there the three if you got KCP and Danny
Green? That's what I'm saying.
we have shooters, but we're going to have them on the
front. But let's put Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee at the front
McGee
court.
At the 4 and 5.
And 30% shooter Anthony Davis at the three.
Kuzma at the two, LeBron at the one.
Get it out. I'm saying. My main point is if we have LeBron at the one running point, Kuzma at the two, if we get this version of Kuzma running the two and he's hitting shots, he's playing decent on defense,
one game version of him,
we good.
You got
AD at the three. AD could definitely play the three. AD at the three.
My guy.
Be honest.
I don't know about you, but I'm speaking on behalf of all real Laker fans that don't just bounce out when KD goes somewhere.
I've been a Laker fan longer than you were born, son.
We're the same age. Shut up. Anyway, no one wants Blueface Kuzma at the fucking two. No one wants that. Okay?
Why wouldn't you? He's a scorer.
He literally looks like a basketball Blueface. Like, he looks like Blueface on a basketball court. But, bro.
He is a scoring machine when he's hot, bro.
Kuzma is a backup three, backup four. He's not a starter because that defense isn't there. He's unreliable. We need to go Bron at the one, Bradley at the two,
No.
Green at the three.
Green at the what?
Yes, Green at the three.
What?
Danny 6 foot six.
Green at the three.
Green at the three.
What?
Most teams are playing small ball. Everyone.
Why is
three?
Why is that
crazy?
That's what I'm saying. And you said KCP as a rebuttal.
KCP over Danny Green?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Danny Green at three. You put, for the sake of keeping you quiet, AD at the four and JaVale at the five. Like, why is that lineup bad? Why is that a bad lineup for us?
Offensively, you can run LeBron at the one, but defensively, that doesn't mean LeBron has to guard the one. Like, you could put Avery Bradley at the one, Danny Green at the two, LeBron at the three defensively. Like, that makes perfect sense.
It just
works
way better. Like, you want this damn my team lineup for the Lakers, and it just doesn't
work. Because it's working for the Nuggets. Why not?
It worked one game.
Why not?
I put 25 points for one game. And you said this version of him. Like, it's been like this the whole damn season.
Now it's the one game. Oh, it's only been one game. It's only been
Will Barton scored 50 points in one game, Werdu. Will Barton scored 50 points in one game. Who? Exactly. Exactly.
That wasn't even a game. But that was practice. Was it a 40-minute game?
No, but exactly. Justin don't even know exactly who I'm talking about. Because Will Barton played for the Nuggets in like 2013.
No, I'm saying,
and dropped 51.
The Kuzma game, was that a 40-minute game? Or is that a full game?
Yeah, it wasn't even a full game. It was 10-minute quarters.
Do you play a 40-minute practice game?
And no one's playing fucking defense in a preseason.
Fucking where do you think he's got a moments card? Jesus Christ.
So the Sixers played the Thunder. Thunder looked good. You know, next Sixers topic. Played well, though. Next topic.
Let's just close this pod talking about the Lou Will shit. just real quick.
Oh, Quarantine Will?
Quarantine Will. Because Lou Will.
I heard. That's what he said, right?
I think. I thought he said he left the bubble for family matters. Like, that was the original report.
Well, and yeah, then he snitched on himself.
I think someone else did, but apparently he was caught at a nightclub or some shit, and the NBA found out.
See, it's shit like that that's gonna get niggas coronavirus when they on the court. They're gonna be on the court and they're gonna be like sick as shit. Now, that's shit that's gonna fuck the whole shit up. Like, oh, I gotta leave. So a nigga can just say, oh, I gotta go for family reasons and just come back. Like, nah, bro. That's nah. Nigga, you stay there. You gotta go somewhere. You can't come back for a smooth minute. And you gotta get tested a lot. If they should make it so hard to come back that when you leave, you gotta get tested for 2 weeks before you can come back, nigga. Fuck that shit. Nigga, they can't risk that shit right now, bro. Right when they brought the shit back, bro. Let LeBron James get corona, bro.
Imagine Kawhi and Paul George both got it from Lou Williams.
Let Kawhi get corona, bro. Yeah, let Giannis get corona, bro. They gonna have to implement some strict rules about this leaving and shit. Just I got some family matters I have to attend to, and nigga, you can't be doing that, bro. Nigga, your mic is ass. Yo, mic, you got a 360 Halo mic, bro. I'm sorry. You need to put your little Apple earphones back in because you hating on my damn Lakers lineup. I'm still on your head, bro.
Word who said that?
I'm still
with
on your head.
This is hilarious.
I'm still on your so shit. You might as well use your mic. You might as well use your speaker because that's the only thing that's gonna work. Shit,
real quick. That ass, bro. All right, let's give Dom some time to catch up, and then we can just close it up.
Yeah, it says
that's pretty much all
we have to.
Bleacher
report due to an emergency personal matter.
What happened?
That's big cap.
That's why he left. Emergency personal matter.
Let's see, viewing ceremony for the father of a close friend.
Okay,
and then travel
big cap
to Magic City.
That one.
Nigga went to Magic City of all strip clubs, bro. Come
for the
on,
ceremony. Come on, it's a viewing.
The
ceremony.
Views from Magic City.
The views.
And you got ratted out by Jack Harlow, nigga. Come Come on, bro. How you let this nigga? The league was initially suspicious when Jack Harlow, a rapper, posted.
Jack Harlow?
This nigga posted a picture of Lou Will in a face mask at the club, bro.
Oh my God. Imagine getting Jack Harlow by Jack you out, Harlow. Bro.
Come crazy. On, bro.
Crazy.
All That's right. what you get.
Is Dom, honestly, is Dom back on?
He's back in the game chat. Yo, we got Gordon Hayward in the chat again.
You have an airplane pilot mic, bro. What is up with you right now?
Fuck you.
You go to rage okay. quit. Stop, bro.
Okay, it works. Okay, I think it works.
Yeah. It's going to crap out again.
Wait, what happened? What happened?
Well, you better hurry up.
So listen, my phone was on 10% and we were just starting to talk about Bobo. I tried to plug my damn charger into the phone and then I have to use this because I'm broke and my other McDonald's headphones have the same thing as my damn charger, so I can't use both. So I have to use this mic while my phone charges until it craps out. And then
it's working right now.
Yeah, right now it's working. Yeah, I know. Well, wait for it. It's going to fucking crunch out again. I'm just waiting for it. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
I will say when these ones work, it does sound better than other ones.
You know, and that's just what I wanted to hear. When they work, they sound great. That's great. You said $50,
$60. Get you one of these, buddy.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, everyone, that I'm so unprofessional. It's been like this since day one. Zach's here. I had to.
That's a fact, bro. Y'all remember HTP episode one, bro.
Look, man.
I had to fake me understanding Dom. Dom would say some shit, and me and SEC would be like, right? 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 Just pass out of right. All right, yo. All right. Let's just do outros, bro. Let's just
do outros. Nah, this is crazy, bro.
We'll keep this on the pod, bro. We'll keep
this. Nah, keep we gotta keep this, bro. Yeah.
All right. We'll make Dom go last to give him some time.
Damn, bro.
Justin. Before we do outros once again, I just want to thank my man SDC for coming SDC. On.
Bro, thanks for the invite. You're
a special guest.
It's more exactly.
No problem, man.
I love you, special guest.
Exactly.
A dish reunion, man. Everyone's been at. Like, till this day, I still get like DMs here and there. Be like, yo, what happened to the dish? And I guess let's just explain it real quick. One was the Almighty Baller shit that we explained last week.
I've been trying to think of that name. I was like, what were they called? That scam. Yeah.
That's scam.
Yeah,
so one was the Almighty Baller shit, and two, we just dead ass had scheduling issues, especially with me going to college and shit and having a roommate. But it is what it is. Shit like that happens, but I'm glad to have SDC on one more time. Hopefully we can have you on in the future.
Yeah,
again.
I'll come on anytime.
Yeah, man. It was good catching up with you. Like dead ass, like I just wanted to see if you were fine and shit.
Yeah. I'm gonna be getting more involved again. Like I'm pretty much I'm a lot better now, like with my health wise. So I'm getting back. Like I installed Twitter to get in contact with you, but I just got Twitter back for the first time in a couple of years actually.
Shit, that's good, that should man. Keep going. It for a minute.
Man, yeah, I scrolled through a bit before the podcast. I was like, what's going on? It's crazy.
Yeah, man, but yeah, just keep your health in check. You know what I'm saying? That's always first priority with all of this. What's money if you're not happy? You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, right.
I respect the move, man. Also, shout out real quick to MDJ, who also quit his channel this year just because he felt like it wasn't like becoming fun anymore, which is respectable, man. But yeah, do you have anything to say to the viewers before we head on?
Man. So this is probably, like Beasel says, this is one of the most lit podcasts going on. You've seen why. We got Word Who Spin Straight facts about his Sixers bench and the Lakers lineup. We got
I'm trying to tell Dom them, man. They don't tell these niggas, man.
We got Justin with his one-liners. Yeah. We got Beasel's tying it all together.
And Dominique's podcast. When his mic's working.
I hate my life. It would be this episode when everything just turns to shit. I literally just bought this fucking mic and it doesn't work. Like I
I'm sorry.
God, no.
We lost him.
Okay. let's head on out of here before Dom's fucking internet goes out.
Oh my god. No, it wasn't that. My phone's on 10% again. I had to take it off the charger. Right. That's all that was.
All right.
This is definitely on you.
You know what, Dom? Go ahead, do your outro first before your phone dies, bro.
All right, guys.
Mama's favorite midnight snack.
I'm not.
We can do your outro for you just in case.
I'm not a midnight snack right now. It's Mr. Bad Light Bat Mike.
Bad Light Bat.
Follow me on Twitter at Dom Church. Please donate to my Help a Nigga Get a Mic Fund. I don't know. I'm done. Next topic.
I'm dead.
All right, man. Justin, say goodbye to the people, man.
Yeah, GG, boys. Another great week. We'll be back with some games next week to talk about. Some real games, not practice, not some Kyle Kuzma games.
Hey, relax.
Kuzma game.
All right,
man. Where do? Plug
a
shit.
It's your boy Wordy the Dude, you know what I'm saying? Alex Wordu, aka Wordy the Dude. Add me on Instagram and Twitter at Wordy the Dude. Add me on Snapchat, CEO Chief Skeet. Go sub to the channel. You know, thank you for all the comments in the last video. Appreciate it. The positive and the negative, again, like I said. Go check out the Money on the Road video, me and my man Mr. V Ron. And also go check out the song me and your boy Dom Upchurch did.
My mic work.
Doing the most, you know what I'm saying? Go stream that up on SoundCloud.
That's six and plugs.
Go like and subscribe, man. Let's keep it a butt podcast. Let's go.
Seven plugs. Great. We almost had 1,000 too. That's great.
This man Wordy said it's Wordy the Dude, aka Alex Wordy, aka Wordy the Dude.
I guess I didn't know.
All right, man. We're out. Jesus Christ.